Chapter 10 A New Beginning. Everyone wanted to help build the nature reserve. They wanted to start work straight away. But Uncle Ted said it would be better to wait until the school holidays. If we wait until then, said Uncle Ted, all the children will be able to help too. Everyone thought that was a good idea. As soon as the holidays started, the whole village came to help. Some people cleaned up the old pump house. They made it into a learning centre. They put up lots of posters about the nature reserve. Some other people made a little cafe in one room of the pump house. Jack and Mary's mother and Auntie Molly made lots of cakes. Then Auntie Molly wrote out a menu to hang up on the cafe wall. It showed the prices of all the good things to eat and drink. Uncle Ted and some of the men built the fishing lodge. They made it from wood. They put up posters on the walls, telling people about all the fish that lived in the stream. They also put up posters about the different baits people could use for fishing. Other people built hides for bird watching. They built them from pieces of wood. Then they covered the hides with branches and leaves so that the birds did not see anyone watching them. Jack and Mary were busy too. They made brochures that listed all the things for visitors to see and do at the nature reserve. They also made a big notice at the entrance to the old pump house. It said, "Welcome to the Old Pump House Nature Reserve," in large letters. The notice listed the opening times. It listed the cost of admission too. Soon the nature reserve was ready. Uncle Ted telephoned the inspector to tell him all about it. "Will you come and open the nature reserve to the public?" he asked. "We are opening on Saturday." The inspector was delighted. "Of course I'll open it." On Saturday morning, everyone was very excited. Many people were there. Jack and Mary's mother tied a big ribbon across the door to the old pump house. The inspector made a speech and cut the ribbon. Everyone cheered and clapped their hands. "This is a new beginning for the old pump house," the inspector said. "I am so glad you are all going to look after this beautiful place. You have made a wonderful nature reserve." Everyone cheered. All day long, people visited the nature reserve. Some went bird watching in the new hides. Some went to learn how to fish by the stream. Some went to read the posters in the fishing lodge. Some went on long walks along the nature trail, and everyone went into the cafe to eat the delicious cakes. At last, all the visitors went home. All the workers went home too. They were very tired, but very happy. Uncle Ted locked the gates to the old pump house. "What a wonderful day," he said. Then Jack had an idea. "Will you take us fishing downstream of the pump house, Uncle Ted?" he asked. "It has been such a wonderful day, we might be lucky and catch the Admiral." Uncle Ted laughed. "As you and Mary have worked so hard, I will certainly take you fishing." They soon got the rods ready. Mary sat on the bank. She placed her landing net in the water. Suddenly, Jack saw something splashing in the water. It looked like a big fish. The fish swam upstream.
"It's the Admiral," he whispered, "and I think he's getting away."
"Don't worry," said Uncle Ted. "You can always try another day." Just then, Mary gave a shout.
"Uncle Ted! Jack!" she called. I've caught a monster of a fish in my landing net. Come and look. I think I've caught the Admiral.
I don't believe it, said Jack.
He and Uncle Ted ran over to Mary. Something was in the landing net, and it wanted to get out.
It's the Admiral,
shouted Mary. She hopped up and down excitedly.
I've caught the Admiral. I know I have.
Uncle Ted carefully opened the landing net and looked inside.
Well, you have certainly caught a fish, he said. And it is a lovely fish, too. But...
Oh, dear, said Mary. I haven't caught the Admiral, have I?
Uncle Ted reached into the landing net. He gently pulled out a very beautiful but very small brown trout.
Don't worry, said Jack. You're lucky. You caught a fish today. I didn't.
Mary was disappointed.
I was sure it was the Admiral, she sighed.
Uncle Ted carefully placed the little brown trout into the stream. It swam away quickly. That little fish is a very lucky little fish, thanks to you two, said Uncle Ted.
What do you mean?
Asked Jack. You two worked hard to find out why the stream was polluted, and you worked hard to build the nature reserve. That little fish will get the chance to grow into a big fish now, said Uncle Ted. Jack and Mary smiled. It was good to think that they had helped to save the stream. That little trout and all the other fish in the stream will grow into big fish now. They may even become as big and cunning as the Admiral. Uncle Ted smiled. They looked at each other and laughed and laughed.